Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Rex Heuermann back in court today. That's for a second arraignment on even more charges in the Gilgo Beach murders. Multiple sources say he'll be charged in two more. One of the victims was a resident of Queens whose remains were found on the East End in 1993, but had only recently been connected to the case. The second woman had long been associated with a different suspect. Well, prior to these new charges, Heuermann hadn't been charged with murders committed before 2007. He's already pleaded not guilty in the deaths of four other women. He's being held without bail since his arrest, which was last July. Well, we had several days on 1010 Winds of reporting on shootings in Brownsville. Today, we're talking about four stabbings across the city. Let's start in Queens with our Glenn Shuck.
Yeah, I'm at a home here in 109th Avenue here in South Richmond Hill, where police were called to very early yesterday morning. And the moments after, 70-year-old Peter Kavik had been fighting with his daughter, and she allegedly stabbed him and then ran. Mr. Kavik pronounced dead here at the scene. Now, as for his daughter, we're being told she was found in New Jersey, Susan, and taken into custody as we await word on charges. And cops are also trying to locate the killer who stabbed 37-year-old Daryl Sargent to death. This was in front of an apartment building in the Soundview section of the Bronx about 2:45 yesterday morning. Unfortunately, there is more to tell you about. This was a fight between two guys on a moving two train in the Melrose section of the Bronx. This was at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. A 41-year-old guy ended up being stabbed in the arm there. He's recovering, as that attacker is still out there somewhere. And one last one we got to tell you about. A man is critical, fighting for his life this morning. He was stabbed in the chest. This was during a fight with a guy outside a smoke shop in J Street in downtown Brooklyn last night. No arrest there yet either. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in Queens.
A former member of the NYPD is among 17 people arrested on Staten Island, accused in a sports gambling and loan sharking operation with alleged ties to the Gambino crime family. Prosecutors say this ring handled nearly $23 million in illegal sports bets and brought in weekly payments of about $500,000 in exorbitant rate loans. Four of the suspects are charged separately. in what officials say was an illegal mortgage fraud scheme in New Jersey. So if you had conversations yesterday about Governor Hochul putting congestion pricing on an indefinite hold, that was you and pretty much everybody else. Reaction has been mixed, but the consensus is the move was a surprise.
Longtime MTA board member Andrew Albert said he was just as surprised as everyone else.
It's not like the governor hasn't been really supportive of the MTA, but this just shocked me.
Albert said signal improvements, accessibility projects, the purchase of new subway cars and buses were waiting for the congestion pricing funds. Governor Hochul said she was concerned about the plan's effect on the city's economic recovery from the pandemic.
Let's be real. A $15 charge may not seem like a lot to someone who has the means, but it can break the budget of a hardworking or middle-class household. It puts the squeeze on the very people who make this city go.
The governor said she will work with state and city lawmakers on ways to fund transit without overburdening commuters. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, you know, between the weather and congestion, flying in and out of our area can be a major challenge. Now the FAA wants fewer planes in the sky.
Normally, if an airline isn't using a slot in and out of New York, another airline will swoop in and steal that slot. The FAA says it's going to continue a program it started in the summer of 2023, allowing airlines to cut up to 10% of their flights to New York airports without having to give up those slots. The goal is to ease congestion and make the work of air traffic controllers lighter. Also, air traffic controllers in Philadelphia will be taking over Newark, New Jersey's airspace to help relieve New York controllers. Alex Stone, ABC News for 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Today, more than 1,032 BJ SEIU members are expected to rally at Kennedy Airport. Add to that some 500 at Newark Liberty. This is the clock ticks on the union contract for some 10,000 workers at all three of our major airports. Vladimir Clairjean is a wheelchair attendant at JFK. He says their base pay right now is $19 an hour.
We're currently looking for $25 an hour. The cost of health insurance goes up every year. So we definitely need that. I mean, people need things like basic paid time off. Paid time off it's not something that's offered by a lot of the contractors at the airport.
Their contract expires June 30th. Workers say they're not picketing or even calling for a strike, but they do want to make their voices heard as negotiations continue. The FDNY recognizing our local heroes at its annual Medal Day ceremony at City Hall.
As a fire truck headed to a call just blocks away, the city recognized the bravery of firefighters and EMTs who saved lives. Listen to the scene facing firefighter Patrick Gale of Engine Company 282.
A victim from the fire was forced out of their apartment by heavy fire and moved out onto the narrow ledge, clinging to the cable wires.
Gale was lowered from the roof on a rope and brought the person to safety. Fire Commissioner Laura Cavanaugh on how these men and women respond.
It is a constant mental calculation involving split-second decisions, skill, and bravery.
Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The NYPD not only cracking down on illegal pot shops in the boroughs, they're taking aim at illegal scooters and ATVs with a record number confiscated this year. And the department says there's more to come this summer.
They are a criminal's best friend.
Not only are they illegally registered, not registered, there's murderers on these bikes, there are shooters on these bikes, robbers on these bikes, reckless drivers.
Chief of Patrol John Shell calls them a complete menace to the streets. 79 robbery patterns this year have involved illegal scooters. And Exhibit A, earlier this week when a Venezuelan migrant was riding the wrong way in Queens and shot two NYPD officers. Mayor Adams knows it's not just criminals who are using them. Here's his message to others.
Follow the law. Don't drive down a one-way street. Don't have a gun in your fanny pack. Don't commit a robbery. Don't hit someone and leave the scene.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, the NYPD will be deploying its critical response team with checkpoints at bridges and tunnels. 1010 Winds Sports, the Yankees remained red hot while the Mets made their long flight to London after finishing off a third straight win in Washington.
Yeah, Susan, 7 in a row for the Yanks, who took care of the Twins 9-5 at the stadium, where Aaron Judge drove in 5 runs, and there was some stellar defense, too.
Hit in the air towards the right side. Soto gives it a chase. Soto near the wall. Does he make the play? He does! An amazing play! Juan Soto leaned up against the wall and he had the netting there, and he still was able to make the catch.
Ricky Ricardo on the fan, top of the fourth, and Carlos Rodon took a perfect game into the sixth inning, said thank you very much.
I thought it was in the stands. Clearly, I think I threw the pitch and turned around, and I was like, oh, man, I wanted that ball up, and then Juan goes and climbs the wall and makes the catch. Another great play.
Yeah, Alex Verdugo also had a highlight reel grab in left center. Meantime, the Mets rolled over the Nationals 9-1. Mark Renee, 1010 Wins Sports on 92.3 FM.
So, yesterday, we told you about Lady Gaga quoting this Taylor Swift song.
Now I'm down bad crying at the gym.
Yeah, Gaga wrote just down bad crying at the gym in an Instagram post in which she denied rumors that she's pregnant. In the comment section, Taylor Swift wrote, can we all agree that it's invasive and irresponsible to comment on a woman's body? Gaga doesn't owe anyone an explanation, and neither does any woman. This is the duo we all need. Meantime, this isn't the first time Lady Gaga's had to address speculation about her body. In 2017, she wrote that she's heard it's a topic of conversation. She says she's proud of her body, and you should be proud of yours too, no matter who you are or what you do.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.